Well, yeah. But if you were trying to describe Perks to a person who had never met him, how would you describe him?
I would find it very difficult.
Yeah.
I was very fond of him, but never good. But you could go terribly close to him.
Mm-hmm. Would you say that he had any close friends?
I can't think who they were.
Yeah.
And really close buddies?
Yeah.
I can't think who they were.
Yeah. I don't think he ever did.
No. Though he's a little cold.
Yeah. Yeah. Rather a loner, I think they'd call
yes.
him. Yeah. How would you describe him professionally?
Oh, as a highly efficient professional soldier.
Yeah. Yeah. Can you give me any examples of that?
I never had a chance to be in operations.
Yeah.
I can only think about exercises.
Yeah.
How we handle them. Yeah. And I think I and all the subordinate commanders have complete confidence in his ability to command and to do the job. He left us full of confidence in his ability to command and do what had to be done. Now that as far as you get in exercises,
yeah.
What would have happened? I've often wondered, I commanded a division. I know training-wise, discipline-wise, I did a good job. I've not inhibitions about that.
Mm-hmm.
How I would have done if I had to command that division of battle, I have no idea.
Yeah.
I have to try it first.
Yeah.
Whether I could throw these men to get into battle, get off, get certain percentage killed and so on to do something, I don't know.
Yeah.
I have no scruples in saying I did my job up to the point where I had to do it.
Yeah.
Competently.
Yeah.
Perhaps I'm quite sure would have been a good commander in battle.
Mm-hmm.
Because well, I don't know why I say that, but I feel he would have been.
Why do you think he never got the Corps?
I think politics had a little to do with it, I don't know.
Politics, yeah. I think it had a great deal myself. I don't know, but...
It was a great surprise to us
yeah.
when Clear came over.
Yeah.
We were quite sure he was going to take a division, as I told you, I was commanding one division, a brigadier. I'm Roberts command two divisions, Brigadier. Perks thought he'd get one division, one of the divisions. He thought he'd get Ham Roberts division.
Yeah, that's right.
Which had taken the first division.
Yeah.
I've no regrets that it didn't happen because I had to. But even if that had happened, it would have changed later because they wouldn't have let me go over as a division commander at my age. I was then 52.
Yeah.
At the one that they had a phase when they wanted youth.
Yeah.
Rather than experience, which I think was wrong.
Yeah.
I think we lost a lot by firing experienced officers because they thought they were too old or they were not too old.
Yeah. How was his relations with Montgomery?
Well, they were not good.
Mm-hmm.
Now I say that the what grounds? Oh, I think I'm quite safe to say that. He didn't think much of Monty. Monty was commander of 12th Corps.
Yeah.
Hirsch was commanding Canadian Corps. But Monty was a Corps commander. Hirsch was an acting Corps commander. But he was a senior Canadian Corps commander. And then when Monty got Southeastern Command to go over Paget, 12th Corps, which had been Monty's Corps, Australian Corps, were in Southeastern Command. And Monty wanted Perks to scrap all the Canadian things and do everything the 12th Corps had done. Well, we could have taken the 12th Corps on with our hands behind our back. We were so far more highly trained because we had been there longer.
Yeah.
And Perks just wouldn't do it.
Yeah.
And we knew of Monty as Mickey Mouse. That's what he's known as in the Canadian Corps. So the first two Corps exercises Perks put on was, one was Mickey and one was Mouse. We all knew what it meant. He was laughing at Monty.
Is that right?
Oh, yes.
Is that right? Was there an occasion, do you remember, when Perks was still Corps commander, or acting Corps commander, when word came through that Crerar was coming over, and Perks gathered together, or Perks, for some reason or other, I forget why, talked to the officers in the Canadian Corps, I think in Brighton, and he made some remark about a political general coming over, or something of that nature.
I wasn't at that meeting. That may have happened. When this thing happened, I was taking a bit of leave.
Yeah.
And my ADC, my division ADC, knew where I was. You always were on the spot on the phone.
Yeah.
He said, "Sir, I'm sorry to have to tell you that you ceased to command the division 3 days ago. You now go back to brigade." That's the first I heard of it.
Yeah. Did you hear any rumor about this?
Not whatever. Nobody knew or had a thought of it. We knew he was coming, but we thought to take a division.
Oh, yeah.
His rank was Major General.
Yeah.
His son became Lieutenant General.
Yeah.
When he landed and took over the Corps.
Well, of course, he had been Lieutenant General for a couple of months. When he was CGS, I think.
Well, I suppose he was. Yes, yeah. Yes. Forgot about that.
Yeah. Then he dropped rank to come overseas.
He dropped rank, and they put it on again as soon as he got over.
Just about. Yeah. So that he was the same age as Perks, by the way.
Was he?
Exactly the same age. Both born in 1888.
Was he?
And their peacetime career paralleled one another all the way through.
Except that I think Perks had more contact with troops.
Oh yes. Perks, for example, in the First World War had commanded a battalion.
Yes. Crerar never did.
No.
Crerar never commanded troops. And it was, frankly, I think it was a mistake, but I may be wrong. That's just my opinion.
Yeah. Is there any anecdotes that you can think of about Perks that
can't really,
yeah.
He used to play pranks. I'd be having an O group with my brigade. I'd just taken over from him. He'd sit in this. We'd be sitting in the bank. I'd give him an O group. No, a brand new brigade commander. I've never had an O group like this before. I hadn't had staff college. I just would have learned them. And he would fire questions at me from the side. You see, try and throw me off my balance.
Yeah.
I remember once we were doing an exercise, and I had a phone on my command vehicle. I was phoning someone instruct you to summarize Italian commanders. And he sent his ADC rushing out and gasping about something, so I tried to throw me off. I said, get out of my way. I knew he was trying to pull something. You try to pull something that will throw you off.
Is that right?
Which is quite good.
Yeah, just to train you.
You wanted to see whether I would get panicky.
Yeah.
I didn't. I said, go away. Leave me alone. We'll have finished my call.
Yeah.
That sort of thing he would do.
Yeah.
Then he would grin like a Cheshire Cat.
Yeah. Did you ever go out beagling with him?
No. The only thing I did, when I was commanding the division as a brigadier, I had my headquarters in Knepp Castle, which is a beautiful place, from which some of the hunts used to start.
Oh, yeah.
So they wanted to know whether they would, this is right in the middle of the war, or whether they would mind starting the hunt from Knepp. I said, certainly, come along. So Perks came along too. He went on the hunt. The dogs, they all came to Knepp Castle, and I had my security guard and give them all a stirrup cup before they set off.
I'll be darned. Did you meet him after the war at any time?
When he was in Ottawa, he and Blatt came down here just to get a break, came to see me. Then I met him. I've been in Victoria several times. When he was Lieutenant Governor,
I
had dinner with him.
Yeah.
And even before that,
yeah,
I've seen him off and on several times.
Yeah. There's nothing about that period that is remarkable, or there's no incident that you can remember.
Nothing that comes to my mind now.
Yeah. Well, I think that'll help. That'll help. Well, we'll end it at this point then, I think.